When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 89 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes. So if you enjoyed today's episode or any other episode, make sure you rate us on Spotify and Apple. And also, if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
iZone's TikTok account has been hacked. On the 29th of June, a hacker had changed the official account name from official iZone _ to Deep Channel and changing the page into a TikTok account dedicated to a German YouTuber called Jamo TV. All of iZone's videos were made private, which made fans feel as they have lost memories of the girl group, and the hacker posted their own random videos, including one that states, "Rule number one, stop overthinking, she will always love you." I don't know what that means. So for those that are unaware, obviously iZone, they were a temporary group through the whole Produce 101 chain. So they were only promoting for like a year and a bit. So of course, iZone fans would always refer back to their TikTok page and, you know, reminisce about the good times of iZone. iZone fans asked the hacker to return the account in the comments, but the hacker then decided to troll the fans by creating random videos. Now the bio of the TikTok reads iHeartBP, which many speculate it to be a reference to Blackpink, but that's not confirmed or denied. So that's really mean. Why would you do that?
That's crazy.
Moving on to Shay, you may have some new children. So new SM rookies.
Okay.
After being inactive since 2018, SM Entertainment introduces new SM rookie members, Eunsuk, Shihae, and Sanghan. Sorry. Nothing much is known about Eunsuk and Sanghan aside from the fact that they were born in 2001 and 2002 respectively. Mm-hmm. Netizens did dig up information about Shohei, who was born in 97, which I just want to say, this is progress, people, because on the trainee side, mm-hmm, 97 can be seen as old.
Very old.
Do you remember we had this conversation about, oh, they don't debut people over, da, 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 da. So This is progress, you know? This is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like 25-ish mark, but you know.
This still is refreshing.
It's refreshing. Yeah. So, Shohei's full name is Matsushima Shohei. He was a former trainee of AVEX, Japan's second largest entertainment company, and was a member of BXB, which disbanded in 2018. So maybe he has like special priority because he has experience. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's not get too excited. But it's still refreshing. It's still refreshing.
Yeah.
Many speculate this announcement has something to do with the speculated NCT Tokyo unit, as SM hasn't mentioned much about it since they've said that it's in the works. So maybe this might be, you know, a little intro
a
to
sign.
That.
Okay.
Mm. So, are you ready for some more NCT babies, Shay?
Oh, God. Okay.
Is Taeyong ready for more children to his empire? Because at this point, it's not even a family anymore. It's just...
No.
My question is, How big? I know like NCT can have infinite members, but there's going to be a point in time where too much is too much.
Like, and that's like, enough slices.
We should just have a whole new boy group. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it all the time. I think we probably spoke about it before. If you're not in the NCT universe world, then it can be a bit intimidating. Like, what, 20 members? Oh, hell no. I ain't got time for that.
You know what? This is my exact mindset around NCT. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is enough slices. Like, not too many people. But I really liked the addition of Shutro and Seungtan, even though they haven't done much.
Yeah, can they okay, this is my thing as well. Like, they keep introducing members, but they're not utilizing them. Mm. I feel like I will feel more content if every member was utilized, and they're not.
Because they haven't done
They much haven't yet. Done much.
And they're not part of any set units aside from, obviously, NCTU, I guess. You? Is that the
way Yeah, and the U's not even like a proper unit. That's just like
the main group chat.
So we'll see. Again, it's speculated. SM might go a whole different route, but there's that. And last but not least, there's an upcoming movie, Shay, called K-pop Lost in America. Well, that's how most people feel. Anyway, according to an exclusive report by Deadline, Rebel Wilson and Charles Melton have been cast in a new Hollywood film. In the new Hollywood film, the movie which was announced last year as being, I can't read today, sorry guys. The movie which was announced last year for a 2023 release will tell the story of a K-pop group that finds themselves stranded in Texas just days before their global debut tour kicks off at New York's Madison Square Garden. With no phone, no money, and no transportation, the group must overcome a series of crazy obstacles in order to make it to New York City in time for their US debut. This plot, it sounds okay. It was reported that according to industry insiders, Astro's Eunwoo was in talks to play the lead in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even cleared part of his schedule for the second half of 2020. So meant to be starting recording in winter or the fall to prepare for filming. On the 1st of July, Boy, Eunwoo's agency, right? I can't read today, guys. Agency stated he's positively reviewing the offer to star in K-pop Lost in America, but nothing has been confirmed as of yet. So we'll just have to wait and see. But that's not a flat out no at the moment. Thoughts, feelings.
You know what? It might turn out to be amazing and a staple piece of K-pop culture, but I just feel as though there were so many more interesting storylines that could have been explored.
Yeah, this sounds very.
And what, like, know. Sorry, correct me if I'm wrong, but why would a K-pop group be debuting in America? Is their debut global tour? Their debut tour. I don't know, and I'm assuming because Rebel Wilson, unless they're going to take like a different tone, it's going to be quite like comedy based.
I'm guessing. I haven't seen her play anything like dead serious.
Mm.
She's a funny girl, isn't she? So
okay. And what do we know? What production house it's coming out of, or who's making this?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well,
I know they keep saying like, oh, you know, Charles, he's half Korean. I mean, that's cool and all that. I don't have nothing against Rebel Wilson or Charles Melton.
Charles from like what's
Riverdale, and he was in that other film. Do you remember that film? I know what you're talking about. Yara,
like Fall in Love in a Day situation. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, him. I don't have any. It's just this plot. I don't know.
I feel like there are just so many more, and maybe this is like the first of opening the door to like K-pop movies if that ever becomes a thing. but it just feels that there are so many other more interesting storylines that can be explored. It, like, right now, we're not going off of much, but I feel like it's going to be giving the same energy as when JYP and that one girl group was on that Nickelodeon show. I think it was a Nickelodeon show. I don't remember all the details, but basically JYP brings... was it Wonder Girls, I think, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what you're referring
something.
To.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, it's given very, like, a really bad Disney Channel plot. Childish plot. Like, it's not, I don't know. It just seems very random. I don't know. I feel like maybe this would make more, this is just me talking, but maybe, and I still hate the idea, but whatever. Like, they can prove me wrong. Yeah. I feel like this would make more sense if, like, SM and the production team done it to debut their NCT America thing, like, group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This would be a unique way to like, debut them. And then you can have, like, cameos. Of course, Mark will be in it.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just, like, a unique... Because they, like... I know, like, SM do, like, artistic-y, short-ish films.
SM love producing their own movies. Let's just...
So, this would kind of make more sense. Like, and again, I still hate the idea, but I'm like, if there had to be... I don't know. I hate the idea. We just have to wait and see. This is not giving at the moment, but maybe we're just being haters. Who knows? But yeah, that's... Hot topics, guys. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want to comment on, are you excited about this film? Do you know something that we don't? Let us know. Hit us up on socials at How You At You.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah. Moving on to our next segment called Say What? Where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, hot takes, anything in between. You can send that all to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is fans being overly protective over underage idols reminds me of conservative parents.
I wish this person would elaborate how, why. I don't know what they mean by overly protective, but I feel like why certain people are protective is because there's people everywhere, but I feel like people forget that idols are people. And of course underage idols are children, and there's the certain weird percentage that would like to sexualize them or just be weird in general.
Yeah,
so from that standpoint, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I don't know what this person means by overly protective in what shape or form.
Yeah, so. I don't know if I've seen people be overprotective more than they should be with underage minors, because obviously rightfully so, they are kids basically. But I've seen people be overprotective with, like, grown adult idols, and I'm not saying they deserve any less care or consideration, but sometimes, like, the things that certain fans or individuals will say, it's like, this person's like a grown man, they might be okay with this, or like they could share their own opinion on it. I've seen things from that perspective.
I get that, and I feel like it doesn't help when, for example, a group would produce and write a song, like, they dip their hands in this song and it's of a sexual content or romantic content, and then they'll have, like, their, what do you call it, their press release, or, you know, that press day. And the host would be like, oh, so track 8, Love in the Basement. What? what do you mean by that? What's that song about? And then you have some idiot from the group. Sorry. It doesn't help their case. They go, oh, it means love your neighbor. And it reminds me of my sister. And you're like, what? No, we're not doing that. That doesn't help your case. Because then when they do any other little thing or, you know, like fans are being fans, like, of course, like, you know, these people are attractive or whatever, and you have like the odd people not saying they're going to an extreme, like just saying that they're attractive or whatever, and you have those weird fans like, no, stop sexualizing them, they don't like it, me, boop 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 boop, and it's just like, no.
I'm done. Yeah, it is like, it's a bit of like thin ice, because there are times when fans are rightfully like protective or sort of like say that isn't okay. But then it's also like, he would never do that. Like, he's never dated anyone or like had any romantic interactions. Like, he's literally gyrating on stage.
Yeah, he could be
tens of thousands of people.
Exactly. Body rolling, gyrating, grinding on the floor. And someone's like, wow, hot eyes. And I'm like, ew, you are gross, you are disgusting, how dare you look at him like that. So what was he doing then? Was he just cleaning the stage? Or I'm confused, like,
yeah,
he's literally humping the stage right now. Like,
yeah.
How else do you interpret this? The man is 32, humping the stage. No, he's not sexual. He doesn't think of those things. He was thinking of his dog. What are you talking about? Like, oh, what are you talking about right now?
And yeah, and something I just touched on briefly a second ago, sometimes fans are rightfully sort of being very protective of their faves, being a minor or not. But female idols, for example, she might be in a piece of clothing that's quite revealing that you can see she's uncomfortable in. And like, fans might vocalize that or like talk about certain things. I don't remember who it was, but she was at a fan meet and I think she was quite uncomfortable with the fact that she had like cleavage showing, so she kept trying to like hide it with her hair and stuff. So sometimes fans are rightfully speaking up, but then there are times when it's overkill and or just miss the mark. But yes, that's that. Our next unpopular opinion is, just because Blackpink are the most subscribed artists and they have the most viewed MV doesn't mean they are the most famous K-pop group. They are the most famous girl group, but not the most famous band. And Jennie from Blackpink and Shuhwa from G-Idle aren't Savage. People call Jennie Savage because she's the main rapper and she gets diss rap parts sometimes. For Shuhwa, she is straight up rude.
Sorry.
What? Okay, the first bit, just because Blackpink are the most subscribed artists and get the most views on their MVs doesn't mean that they're the most famous K-pop brand overall.
I don't think anyone has ever said that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
I've never heard that either. Respectfully.
Maybe this person, I haven't heard it from their fandom. No, me anyway, either.
Like, I haven't heard it anywhere.
Yeah,
I think you can arguably say, you know, the most famous group to come out of K-pop at the moment, it's BTS, because whether you know about K-pop or you don't, you've heard of BTS. Like, it transcends. I guess Blackpink would be like maybe second, not as much, but if you had to pick like a number two, maybe
they're probably like you, they could arguably be called like the biggest girl group, but like right now. Yeah, okay. And the second part of this person's unpopular opinion, that Jennie and Shuhwa from G-Idle sometimes get called Savage. This person thinks that Jennie gets called Savage because she's the main rapper of the group and sometimes gets diss parts. And Shuhwa is just straight up rude.
Sorry.
I don't know who Shuhwa is. So sorry to her.
I've heard about her being rude.
Oh, really?
Apparently, I think it happens mainly during their lives. So I think there must have been a live where Shuhwa must have noticed that their hearts were low. And she just kept telling their fans to tap for more hearts. And then I think someone must have commented like, oh, our hands are tired or we're hurting. Mm-hmm. And then she must have replied, well, our hands are hurting as well. What do you want me to do? And then there was another time, I don't know if it was the same live. There was another time where I think she was playing music or something like that. And someone must have said, oh, can you turn down the music because we can't hear you or whatever. And I think she must have replied with some kind of attitude, said, then turn down your phone volume or something like that. But it seems, to be honest, I don't really hear much about it. Like, I feel like she gets away with it.
Okay. Because I don't know her. Would you say it's borderline rude or like she has bad, like...
I've heard it, but I actually haven't seen it. So I haven't seen these clips. So I can't be like, that was rude or whatever.
Yeah.
And plus, it doesn't really, to me, like, it doesn't really get, unless you like it in the fandom, I don't think, you know, it's not like reported on or like, oh, she was rude or, but I could see if what's being said is, you know, factual, but that's a bit rude.
No, I think I kind of want to see a video because I'm going to play devil's advocate. If a male idol said what she said, would he be called like funny and like cheeky, or is she just straight up rude?
I feel like it's the way that it's been said. Okay. But if you know, like, I don't know. But if someone's like, oh, if you play music and it's too loud and they can't hear you, why would you? I don't know. But again, context. I don't have context, so it's kind of hard for me to judge fairly.
Okay, and then this person also mentioned that some people call Jennie savage as well, but that's more associated to her, the part she plays in her group.
Yeah, I feel like I don't get savage energy from Jennie.
What does savage even mean anymore? Like,
I don't even know anymore. When I think of savage, I think of like badass, like bad girl,
like Jessie.
I think of like Jessie or your CLs or like, you know, the Rihanna category. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Rihanna back in the day when she was wild on Twitter and would come for anyone. Like, that's what I picture. I don't picture Jennie like that.
I don't picture Jennie as
savage. I wouldn't call Jennie savage.
Yeah. Someone send us like examples of what this person might be referring to, because I think if we see it, I'll be able to like,
okay, so this person's saying, I don't think they think Jennie's savage, but they said she only gets called that because, you know, she's the main rapper, then for certain parts, it's like she has like the diss rap part. But like the disses are very mild. The raps are, you know, she said it before, like the raps are not, they're K-pop raps in the most politest way. It's not like I'm like, oh, bars, you know? She does what she has to do, and she does a good job, but I'm not going, ooh, she's a savage. No.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
She gives me it girl, cool girl vibes. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Savage? Nah.
Yeah, I want to see a video of the other girl, though, because I want to...
Same.
I want context. Because I searched her up, not the video or anything, but I believe she's also the maknae of her group. And sometimes maknaes are meant to be like the cheeky ones. I'm not trying to stand up for her. I literally don't even know who this girl is. But yeah, like some context. And then moving on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I don't like the concept of high touch and those FaceTime fan meets. I wouldn't want to touch that many people. And two, some people on fan calls are so cringe, inappropriate, or rude.
Mm-hmm. But like we've spoken about this. I think I said I wouldn't pay for a high touch, like, especially in this country. I can't say for Korea, but like, this country, in this London, in this UK.
People don't wash their hands.
It's not even that. It's like I've paid an extra £100 just to.
Is high touch that expensive?
It usually is. Mm-mm. Like, I wouldn't even pay £40. I wouldn't even pay £10. Think about what a high touch is. I don't have time to be like, oh my God, I love you. It's just bam, 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 next. By the time you've blinked, you've walked through the room.
Yeah, to be honest, whoever came up with high touch is a scammer. No offense. Because it doesn't make sense when you think about it. Maybe that's just me. I understand for a fan, like, even if you could just like high five your fave, they may have helped you get like through so much and you just love them. So that's enough for you. But economically speaking, the math isn't mathing.
Yeah, no.
Like, say you had to like submit your taxes and stuff. Could you write you paying for a high touch off?
To be honest, you probably spent more time selecting the high touch package, putting it in your basket and paying.
Yeah.
That process is longer than the actual high touch itself.
Because you're not even getting like a cute, like, interlocked fingers, hand, like, wrist wave situation for 30 seconds. It's literally touch bam, fingertips bam, bam, and bam, move bam. On. And the FaceTime fan meet situations.
I don't hate them as much. I personally wouldn't. I don't like the process of, like, you have to buy 62,000 albums and find the golden ticket, search through the woods, dig a hole, spin around 3 times, clap your hands, scream, is this the underworld? And then jump back 2 steps to then maybe be selected. I know it's a business or whatever, but I feel like the same people get them. So
I think the concept of them, like just the FaceTime fan meet situation, I think that's really nice. Because some fans that wouldn't have had a chance to interact with their faves, maybe they don't come to their countries or other things like that. It gives them an opportunity. And that's, I don't know how long they are, but I know you get a bit more of a chit chat. Yeah. But I don't like the process to getting it. Like, you hear these people buying hundreds of albums or this crazy stuff. And then on top of that, I think cringe, inappropriate and rude people can get anywhere. Like, they're very determined people, unfortunately. But some of the recordings that you see from certain fan meets, and it's like, why did the staff not step in? Like, it's just crossing the line.
Yeah, there should be some guidelines or whatever.
Yeah, high touch is a no. The fan meet FaceTime situation, I can understand, but still. Okay.
Oh, before you say anything, I just... I don't know how true this is, but I shouldn't be laughing. It's not funny. So back to Shuhua, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said one time a fan asked for support for an important exam. She replied, just do it by yourself.
Sorry, that's not funny.
Girl, there's a whole, I'm going to send this to you. There's like a forum.
Of like Shuhua survivors.
Like...
Oh my God.
Like, Shuhua is rude. I don't think she's savage. She's just straight up rude. Girl, I mean, I can't defend you, or because I actually have no idea, but it's not looking good.
You know what? I'm not going to say this with like too much pride, because we might watch a video and she just actually is quite rude. But it sounds like me if I was an idol.
That's what,
like,
I was thinking.
Please leave me alone.
But that's... I don't know if I'd be that mean. No, you wouldn't be that mean.
No,
you
wouldn't be say that mean.
If someone's like, I'm really nervous, I'm about to do an exam, I'd be like, good luck, but make sure you read your books, girl, because there's so much my luck can do. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be jokey like that. But I wouldn't be like, just do it yourself.
No, that's a bit of an extreme,
But again, it could be like a mistranslation, because, like, you know, translations are not exact. The tone, if it was a joke, if it's referring to something else that's happened in their life.
Exactly. And is it mostly international fans that are finding her rude, or do Korean fans...
I don't know with this if it's like a mix of both, or if it's... We need to look into this and we'll report back. Or if you guys know anything, like, holler at us. That's the whole point. Holler at us.
Yes.
It'd be a very interesting conversation to have. And also, if you know other idols that you think, nah, they're just rude. Because you know this whole high touch fan, FaceTime fan meet reminds me of. Do you remember there was a group... I can't remember what the group was, and I think they had like a fan meet, like an in-person fan meet. I think this happened before COVID. And basically, one of the members were like, that they hate, I don't know if they hate fan meets in general or they just hate that particular fan meet because fans stink. And
oh yeah, I remember this.
And they got, it was like a whole thing. I don't know if they got kicked out of the group or, but mood. Because some of y'all be nasty. I'm sorry.
You know, yeah, I don't think I would be rude in general, but I wouldn't be that blatant with my opinions. I would ask like one of the staff and like the graphics team, can we whip up like a cute little graphic showing people how to use soap or something, or remember to wash before the fan meet or something like that.
You know what that reminds me of? You know, have you seen like those videos, yeah, where it's like if you're hanging with someone and they have like bad breath or
like how to offer them, yeah.
We're like, oh, I'm bored, let's go brush our teeth. Like, oh, I'm so bored. Let's put on deodorant together. Like,
but that would, like, you can actually be super smart about this. Like, fan meets, from what I've seen, sometimes they can have a concept. So imagine it's like a slumber party concept. Like, the members are in cute pajamas. Everyone, like, go brush your teeth and, like, wash your face before you go meet.
You know, no, I like it. This is good sense. Marketing.
We're onto something.
Or if it's like, you know, if it's meant to be like, oh, a wonderful night with blah, 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 right? Yeah. And then like before they sit down, you have to go through, okay, everyone gets a little spritz. Pss, 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 like, oh my God.
Or you could do like what they do on airplanes, like give everyone like those little like sanitary, like toiletry bags. That would be such a cute experience. And no one would even know that they're being insulted.
Yeah, it's just like all branded. But it's like cheap, do you know what I mean? Like,
if anyone does this, send us our royalties, please.
Yeah, like you get a little, it's all included in the price, you know, you get your little mint, you know, your little mint, exactly. A little spray, you know, a little comb or whatever, little small compact mirror, little lip balm, make sure your lips aren't crusty.
It's like a little dry shampoo. Yes.
I'd be like, yes. Yes, honey, you look good. Like, go see your man. Go see your girl, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That could be such a cute thing. I see that really
that
working.
That is a really cute concept. Someone should do it, but we want... Shay wants royalties, okay?
Yes. Commission, please. Thank like, you. 90-10. We'd take 90. All right, so someone has sent us a question, and then we have a game. So this person's question is, what K-pop mystery do you guys want solved?
Oh, I don't know any K-pop mysteries off the top of my head.
I have two whilst you think.
Okay,
one, I want to know what tea Yuta had. That one time they were on, was it Weekly Idol? And he was going to say something and the whole group like ran to him to like shush him.
Oh, yes.
I want to know what that tea was. What was my second one? I want to know what beef Jimin and that one member from Twice has.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I want to know what happened. I want to hear both sides of the story because I'm not a biased person. I will be the bridging middle ground. But yeah, I want to know.
I want to know what really went down when Jessica left Girls' Generation. Let's go back. Like, what's the real tea?
True.
What's the truth?
Mm.
And the whole Woojin leaving Stray Kids, because that's very cloudy to me. I do not understand it.
And it feels like it happened really quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
And, I would want to know... You know, like, how there was that whole Produce 101 scandal, yeah? Like, what were the actual...
Like, who did people actually, stuff.
Yeah, who did people actually vote for?
Oh, that's a good point. I think, like, just survival show tea in general would be piping. Because so much happens. There are quite a few. I'm sure there's even, like, deeper or crazier ones, too. Mm. Also, like, this isn't, like, even, like, a funny... upbeat cherry one, but I want to know how those girls got on NCT's tour bus and like why that was okay. Do you remember when that happened?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was really creepy and scary. Yeah, so those are K-pop mysteries we would want solved. If you guys have any tea on the mysteries we've listed, let us know. Or if you're an idol listening, come give us like the exclusive breakdown of the tea.
We're going to get fake people being idols now.
That's not... Oh my gosh. Okay, and someone wanted us to bring back Date, Marry, or Leave on Red.
Oh gosh.
This one's a little bit different. These are not people... Okay.
What are these? What is it?
Okay, so Date, Marry, Leave on Red. Options are JYP, SM, or YG. And I don't think the people. Just the companies. Yeah,
like the vibe they give off. Okay, I've got an answer.
I know too. You go first.
I'm gonna marry SM because I don't know. I feel like they have all the good vocalists. Yeah, so that they can, you know, sing to me on a romantic evening. They have all the, like, they have good ballads, you know. You know, we could go to the club and dance. They're very experimental, so that means they'll change up things in their relationship. And, you know, they're always ever-changing, ever-evolving, and they're always, like, the first to do things. And they're trendsetters. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, you know, you want to grow, you want to elevate all the time. So I'm going to marry SM, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to date JYP because they give me, you know, fun vibes, you know. They, you know, I'm just thinking of, you know, they just scream K-pop, you know what I mean? Like, especially, like, Twice or whatever. Like, just scream K-pop and fun and... loud and brash, you know. And I'll leave YG on red because we've had a very stressful relationship and they're very inconsistent, and I feel like as a company, because we don't get that many comebacks, or like if you stand a certain group, you have to, like, when was the last time they debuted? 4 years ago. it's giving, you know, you send a text on Tuesday and they reply to you on Christmas, like, but they won't answer the question you asked. They will just start a whole new thread, like, hey, what are you up to? And I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sensitive. So yeah, that's my answer.
Okay, so we have the same options. I think similar reasons. I would marry SM, just vibes. It just makes sense for me. They like technology, I like technology, they have nice music, I like nice music. It just makes sense. We're very compatible. I think the only downside to my marriage with SM would be, like, you'll go to sleep with your house looking one way and wake up and it look completely different and no fair warning in between. But that could be exciting, like, live on the edge. I'll date JYP for health purposes.
Health?
Yeah, like, just like the organic food, the fresh vibes, but it just wouldn't last long because I feel like if the company JYP was a person, they're waking you up at like 5 a.m. to go jog around the area. And like, if you try and like eat a biscuit, they're like, no, where did that come from? Wasn't it? So it'd be cute for a bit, but then it wouldn't be.
And it probably, because, like, well, after a while, yeah, because JYP does this, right?
Yeah.
You'll be having a good, like, oh, this is leading somewhere, and then they just ghost you.
Yeah. Or they'll go from, like, posting you on their timeline all the time to just, like, not really posting, and they start posting someone else. Like, what's that about?
Yes. Yeah.
What's
going on? What's going on? What about me? Yeah. What are we controlling? Like, you know, you came with your own style. You know, you're just open to, like, you know, changes here and there. But then when you're like, oh, do you like my outfit? Like, no, wear the green one.
Super random connection, but JYP does, like, low-key give Kanye. I don't know how, but it makes sense.
Is it because Kanye wanted to throw out half of Kim's wardrobe and restyle her?
That, but, like, JYP is also, like, the person and the company is, like, very eccentric, but somewhat friendly. And it makes sense sometimes, or sometimes way out there, no one gets what's going on. So, I don't know. I just made that little connection. And then lastly, I'm
going to leave YG on red because they probably left me on red.
Yes.
YG would probably be like this one couple that's in that Netflix Korean dating show, Change Days. And this girl, I don't even remember the context of how their relationship was, but this girl and this guy were dating. And then one day she just like blocked him, changed her number and moved house. No warning.
Not move house.
And I feel like YG would do that. Yeah. And but YG just doesn't back. Give. They'll yeah. And they'll back come back then. Eventually.
And nothing's happened.
And YG doesn't like scream emotional availability to me.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going through their own stuff, which is fine.
Their own trauma, their own issues.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. Yeah. Yeah, but we will see each other at the SM wedding together with SM. yeah. But that's all we have time for today. We're going to move on to On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know if we've been listening to anything, watching anything, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So on the Clock app, aka TikTok, Girls' Generations, Hoyeon, Soyeon, Yuna, and Sohyeon.
Yes.
Were dancing. They were giving. I was like, okay, y'all still got it. I hope they're meant to come back soon.
So are they?
They're meant to come back. They're meant to have their own little reality show too for like their 15th year anniversary in August. Hope they give the girls some choreography because. Like, it doesn't have to be like bam, 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 but just more than just their usual two-step here and there. No shade to Girls' Generation. I just watching their little TikTok dance. Yes. I was like, yeah, you better pop that booty. You better shimmy those shoulders. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want
to... I don't know if they've done this already or if you have a concept that you'd like to see in mind, but kind of like love like some... I don't know if hip-hop explicitly, but like just... I don't know if they've done something like that. I don't know if hip-hop would be the right thing. Maybe like more R&B style, which I guess they have done to some extent. But I just want something a little bit different. I don't know what it's called yet.
A little bit like grungy. Dirty, yeah. Like not so. I think the closest they've got to it was maybe, do you remember that song, You Think? You think you're so cool, you're not. You think you're so cool.
No, I don't remember that.
I'm singing it really badly, but like, obviously certain songs have their certain edge, but it's still kind of like, still kind of pretty clean, pristine. Mm. And I think maybe that's like the grungiest that they've got. Or they had that, I like their outfits on, I can't remember what the song's called, when they're dancing like in a construction site.
Feel like I know what you're talking about. It's kind of old, right?
Yeah. This was like, ages ago, this is like Jessica had just left. Like they had to reshoot the video because Jessica was in it and then she left, so they reshot it. But even that was still pretty pristine. But yeah, I want them to get a little dirty, get a little grungy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I just, they never disappoint, but just.
No.
Yeah. On my radar. Well, I'm still watching Change Days. It's an experience. I just keep putting myself in like the characters' places of how would you feel, like you're there with your partner and you may be going through your own stuff, but then you're watching your partner date someone else and like you're kind of having to date other people as well.
It's weird.
It's very weird. And like one of the first dates for two of the people, like from different couples, was like a swimming pool date. That was a lot to process. I don't know, but kind of, I was shocked. So there's that. Woody the Virgin finished. It was a good drama, but the ending was like very rushed in my opinion.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it?
Probably not. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Spoiler for anyone that is watching it or wanting
spoiler,
to.
Spoiler.
So in like Jane the Virgin, the program, like, I don't know how many seasons there are. Or? Yeah, the original one.
Okay.
I don't know how many seasons there are, but there's a lot. But basically, like, there's a main girl. She gets artificially inseminated. Her and the actual baby daddy try and date for a bit. But she has an existing boyfriend from before. They break up. Then they're together.
then I think they get married and then he gets killed, but he's not really dead. And then she ends up being with the baby daddy again. But what was weird in Woody the Virgin is that she had a boyfriend. They were eventually going to get married. But then obviously she fell pregnant. Then he was, her boyfriend, who's a cop basically, was kind of helping Raphael, who's the baby daddy, his wife at the time. And she was like kind of sleeping with this criminal and like she was just doing some sus stuff. And like he was kind of helping her to like, so she wouldn't get caught, so that they would be able to adopt the baby basically. Cause the initial plan was that she'll have the baby and give it to this couple because they wanted a baby for years. And the main character dude, Raphael, had, I think, like prostate cancer or something. So they had to like freeze some of his sperm for like, if he got better, they could have kids eventually. So she kind of found out that Woody, the main girl, kind of realized that her boyfriend didn't want a kid and all this other stuff. And then she broke up with him, and then her and the actual baby daddy kind of bonded a bit. But there was like no real sign of like, wow, there's amazing chemistry with this person or that person. She just somehow, it skipped 10 months into the future and she was with the first boyfriend that initially didn't want a child.
Okay.
And low-key tried to save a criminal that was going to raise your child. Yeah. I don't know if I made any sense, but it was weird. Yeah.
That sounds so confusing.
Yeah, it was.
But there you go, I guess. How many episodes?
Oh, probably like 14, 13, like not a ton.
I don't know. I feel like with that, they really had no excuse to rush that. Like, you have blueprint. I'm not saying to follow it bar for bar, but like, you had a whole blueprint right in front of you. So why are we rushing? Like, what's the race?
I understand that you can't fit seasons of story into like 14 episodes, but I don't know. I felt like a lot of episodes were just spent faffing around on like extra curricular stuff. Like Raphael, the main dude, had like a half sister that was trying to kill him and his dad, and all this other random stuff. Yeah.
That's very confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, if you're not as confused as me, thanks for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you guys can send any of your unpopular opinions, thoughts, feelings, or requests to our socials, or you can leave your thoughts anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou.
Yum. I've been Shanice from Kpop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_ most places. Somewhere.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on most platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.